The Trump administration is planning to change the way the pork industry is regulated and inspected. A proposal would shift some of the inspection duties at pork plants from USDA officials to employees of the plants themselves. It would also eliminate a cap on line speeds at slaughterhouses, something that's raising concerns about the safety of workers and the food supply. Kimberly Kindy is a national investigative reporter for The Washington Post. Kimberly, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before, Kimberly, we get into the specific changes that would be made, let's talk about the timeline. This is something that has been in the works and piloted for a while now, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been in five pilot plants for 20 years. So they've been, using a very comparable system, these five plants, and what they have learned from using this process serves as the basis for this new proposed inspection system that will transfer a lot of the oversight responsibility to the plant employees away from the USDA inspectors.
Yeah, what are some of the things that are being done by the USDA inspectors now that would be done by a plant employee under this, or I guess has been done by plant employees in the pilot programs and would be more widespread now?
Right. Well, the first thing is that when the live hogs come to a slaughter plant, it is in traditional plants the responsibility of a USDA inspector to determine which hogs are diseased or sick or otherwise unfit for human consumption, and then they are pulled from the slaughter line. A really important part of this is that things like foot and mouth disease have to be detected because if they are turned back to a farm because they just think they're merely sick, that can completely demolish the livestock, and it can have huge economic impacts on not just that farmer, but the entire country. So it's a really important step that in traditional plants, USDA inspectors always did themselves. Under the new system, plant workers will do that job and present at the end of their review of the live hogs the ones that they believe are fit for human consumption and ready for slaughter to USDA inspectors. They will have that second chance to take a look at the animals. The concern for people who are not fans of the proposed system is that some very serious illnesses might not be detected in those pigs that are removed from the slaughter line before, you know, the eyes of USDA inspectors were on every single hog that came in the plant.
So that's when the hogs are on their way in.
Yep.
How about detection of problems, while they're being slaughtered or after they're being after they've been slaughtered?
Sure. So one of the most important points on the line that were duties USDA inspectors always did were they would look for contamination, fecal contamination, which obviously is a serious food safety issue. This will be a shared responsibility with plant workers. There'll be more plant workers on the line doing that job versus USDA inspectors in large plants. For instance, be seven of them instead of, and now seven USDA inspectors used to have the job of looking for defects, contamination, disease, and now there'll only be three of them in a large plant in this system. So it's, fecal contamination is obviously very important. E. coli makes people very sick, kills people. Another part on the line that's really important is USDA inspectors used to pull out all of the internal organs and look at them and look for signs of disease that could be very important in telling about the condition of the hog. Now a plant employee pulls all them out and pulpates them and does, overview on that while a USDA inspector is overseeing that task. So a different role, and the hands-on thing is really done by the plant and workers themselves now.
If this change becomes more widespread, does this mean every slaughterhouse, every place that handles pigs will make this change, just some of them? How would this play out?
No. It would be, it's in five plants right now in the testing program, and then another 35 are expected to join. Now, there's 612 plants in America, so that sounds like maybe just a fraction of the plants, but in truth, these 40 plants produce 90% of the pork that's consumed in the United States. So it would be the primary way in which hogs would be inspected in America.
Talking to Kimberly Kindy from The Washington Post about a proposed change in how the USDA and plant workers would handle inspections of pigs as they come into and out of slaughterhouses. And Kimberly, you talked to some former USDA officials and others who were worried about what this means both for food safety and, as you're saying, for the safety of herds of pigs, if we call
right.
them herds. What kind of concerns did you hear?
Well, they have huge food safety concerns. There was a 2013 report that came out, the Government Accountability Office, where they, you know, looked at the how well those five plants did compared to five comparably sized plants, and with food safety issues. And they performed; they were the three of the five were the some of the among the most worst performing plants in the United States that independent government report found. There hasn't been since. The Inspector General and the Government Accountability Office have analyzed that there haven't been any independent reviews of how safe they are. The USDA put out its own report back in 2014, so it's been a while, saying that it was as safe and as good as the current system, but not that it is better. Their hope is that it would improve food safety, but no data has been really released that would prove that.
So if that's the case, that the best case is a break-even point when it comes to safety, what has been the argument for making these changes?
Well, the argument remains that that USDA and hog industry believe that it would make food safer. The confusing part of that argument is that they say that USDA inspectors cannot spot the things that are the most important and the most serious danger when it comes to food safety and foodborne illnesses. It's those microscopic pathogens that cannot be spotted. But in order to determine if those pathogens are present, you have to do testing. And right now, there are no plans for salmonella testing in those plants or in other plants, in hog plants. And they also were doing away with the generic E. coli test. So although that's their argument, there aren't, USDA tests that would be, you know, sort of taking the place and publicly released data that would show how well they're doing with ridding themselves of the microscopic pathogens.
Another piece of the puzzle is the speed of the slaughter lines. The changes would allow pork companies to speed up the rate of those lines. What are people looking at when it comes to food safety and worker safety?
Right. So with food safety, the concern is that you have fewer inspectors on the line. On average, it would be 40% reduction, so fewer eyes rot on the line. And then on top of it, the line speed is going really, really fast. There's a huge dependence now on the USDA inspector who's at the very end of the line. So imagine fewer eyes on it coming before you, and you're the person between the product and the public. And now everything's moving faster. So the concern is that fewer eyes, and then the fewer eyes also have to spot things much, much more quickly. And that translates in the minds of a lot of food safety experts and the former USDA veterinarian, the chief veterinarian, that translates into potential food safety dangers.
Is all of this a done deal, or is there still process to determine whether meat plants can do this?
Well, the rule hasn't been finalized, but the conversations that USDA officials have had with stakeholders, including their own union, the USDA inspectors, is that they are expecting to take this rule and send it over to the White House for a final evaluation, and that they're hoping that, you know, that will pass. It's all that we're hearing is that it's looking good for that to happen. And so we're talking weeks if it ends up rolling along the way they're predicting and hoping.
Kimberly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Kimberly Kindy, national investigative reporter for The Washington Post. She was with us to talk about a federal proposal to give the pork industry more control over food safety inspections.